This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Recalling unpopular politicians has apparently become a summer pastime in California. In addition to trying to oust Governor Gray Davis, frustrated citizens along the state's northern coast are now collecting signatures to recall a newly elected district attorney. Scott Schaefer of member station KQED reports.
Humboldt County is a picturesque stretch of California, some 200 miles north of San Francisco. In the 1950s, timber was king here, but not anymore. As logging has faded, other industries like healthcare and tourism have provided new jobs and attracted younger professional residents. And many of them are more interested in protecting the redwoods than logging them. Still, signs of timber's glory days are everywhere. In downtown Eureka, the county seat, huge trucks loaded with redwood logs rumble through downtown on their way to nearby mills. And the front of the local courthouse has a huge mosaic mural of a logger wielding an axe. 4 years ago, the Pacific Lumber Company negotiated an historic agreement with state and federal government to protect the Headwaters forest here. The government paid the company $480 million to set aside a stand of ancient redwoods in exchange for logging rights elsewhere. That agreement is now the subject of a controversial lawsuit filed by the new district attorney against Pacific Lumber. And that lawsuit is sharpening the cultural divisions here. The VNN Burger Shop in the town of Arcata is a hangout for a group of regulars known as the Old Dudes. On a recent weekday, a group of them sat around a table, sipping coffee and talking about the county's new DA.
Well, the tree sitters put him in, and all these environmentalists, he was on their side.
77-year-old Buck Fike has lived here for 50 years, and he says nowadays the deck is stacked against people like him.
If you go out here and go hunting on a restaurant or someplace, they catch you, they take your guns, they throw you in jail, and they fine you and all this and that. Them guys been setting a damn tree for 10 years. They don't do nothing to them guys.
D.A. Paul Gallego stunned nearly everyone last year when the political newcomer defeated a 20-year incumbent. Soon after taking office in January, Gallegos filed the lawsuit, accusing Pacific Lumber of fraud during the Headwaters negotiations. If Gallegos wins, the company could be fined up to $75 million, and even more timber industry jobs could be lost. The lawsuit was the last straw for some residents, like former mill owner Robin Arkley, who put up $5,000 to get a recall started.
I had enough. It's my town. It's the good old boys. This is the way it was, and by God, we're going to do it again.
Gallego says no one is above the law here, even powerful timber companies. He defends his record as DA and says he has just as much at stake here as the good old boys who've been here for decades.
I live in this community. I have kids in this community. I have a business in this community. I am just as invested in the safety and protection of this community as anyone.
The 41-year-old former defense attorney came here from Southern California nearly 10 years ago. Gallego says the controversy he's caught in now is just a clash of cultures.
I see it as this community's struggle with its identity, really, and trying to come to terms with its value system and whose value system they're going to have.
Pacific Lumber is fighting the fraud charges. Spokesman Jim Branham says the company isn't taking an official position on the recall, but he does say voters took a risk electing the new DA.
There were a lot of unknowns about him, and I think that he has maybe in a way kind of crystallized the division that does exist in the county.
Just across town from where the Old Dudes meet is the Sacred Grounds Cafe. That's where a group of Gallego supporters meet every Wednesday morning. One of them, Chuck Powell, says that for too long, the county has been run by officials beholden to large timber interests.
And I understand, of course, the need to have jobs and economic stability. But at this point, I think the county's ready to move forward.
Forward, perhaps, but in which direction? The attempt to recall District Attorney Gallegos may help answer that question. Recall backers have until October 22nd to collect enough signatures to put the recall on the county ballot. For NPR News, I'm Scott Schaefer.